It is finished. Finished work. Scripture, John 19, verse 30. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, "It is finished." He bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Sunday night has a particular flavor of dread. The list from this week did not get finished, and Monday is already stacking a new one on top of it. Nothing about the pile ever seems to reach the bottom. Somewhere along the way, without deciding to, we start reading our standing before God the same way. Another week, another list, never quite caught up. Then there is this moment at the cross, spoken from a place of complete exhaustion and yet with total finality. "It is finished," Jesus says, and bows his head. Historians note the word behind that phrase, tetelestai, was the word stamped on a bill in the ancient world once it was paid in full. Not paused. Not partially covered. Closed. What was finished there was not a checklist of religious duties handed to us to keep completing. It was the actual cost of sin, paid once, by the only one who could pay it, with nothing left outstanding for us to settle in installments of good behavior. Your list this week is real, and Monday is still coming. But the account that determines your standing with God was closed at the cross, not left open for you to keep making payments against. Declaration. The debt was paid in full at the cross. I am not still settling the account. Read further. Hebrews 10 verses 12 to 14. Colossians 2 verses 13 to 14. 1 Peter 2 verse 24. Hebrews 9 verse 12.